Remember when Harvard took back the acceptances of at least 10 students after discovering offensive memes they'd written in a Facebook group? It's a cautionary tale for young people that schools, future employers, future in-laws are checking your online life. But the story also was the first some people had heard of this college craze of public Facebook pages with university-themed jokes, memes that spread like viruses. UC Berkeley's Memes for Edgy Teens is the largest with almost 100,000 members. And now there are pages at Duke, MIT, every school in the Ivy League. So let's check in with Yale. This past fall, sophomore Charles Commoder and a friend founded the page Yale Memes for Special Snowflake Teens. And Charles, you tell us after Donald Trump was elected, some students were upset. One professor even made an exam optional. So Fox came up with this name for you fragile students?
Fox News wrote an article calling students from Yale special snowflakes.
How many people do you have on the Yale Memes for Special Snowflake Teens?
Right now it's 17,525.
Wow. How many people at Yale?
I think 11 or 12,000.
So more than are at Yale. So what are some of the things that are being talked about?
So right now, this is a particularly funny one. There's a humanities program at Yale that you can take as a freshman that's very similar to Columbia's core curriculum, called directed studies, and a lot of people call it DS. And there's a stereotype that people that are in DS are so proud of it because it's so rigorous that before they say anything about themselves, when they introduce themselves to other people, they'll say, did you know I'm in DS? So right now there's someone who posted a video clip of, I think it's from House of Cards, but I'm not sure, of someone carving the letters DS into a desk, which I think is unrelated to directed studies, but then someone captioned it, when you're the president's chief of staff, but still need people to know about your freshman year humanities program. And it's very popular and much funnier in context. It got almost 700 likes.
Well, I was just about to say, some of this probably is a little in-house. You know, you have to kind of,
yeah.
Right? Which is the purpose, I guess. You kind of have to know what the joke is.
Exactly.
Well, do you worry that it feels like any social media gathering can turn ugly pretty fast? And if it's, you know, if it's your Twitter feed, you can just ignore somebody. But if it's a community that's formed on a school page, do you worry that it will quickly turn attacking or worse? I mean, I know you have, how do you monitor it?
I'm looking right now. We have about 11 moderators who all of our sole purpose is to find content that is offensive, that we say, this cannot stay, this is going to turn ugly, and we get rid of it. And we've been pretty successful so far in handling what one might call, you know, offensive content. We've had a few issues where we've had to question, should we censor this or should we not censor this? But as a whole, we've been pretty good at managing.
Well, that takes a lot of work. I mean, I understand that freshmen are the most involved because they have the most time. They haven't gotten into writing, you know, doing their hardest work yet. That's a lot of work to monitor that.
Actually, when you have as many people as we do working on it, it's the kind of thing where everyone does a little bit and it's really not that huge of a time commitment.
Was the Harvard story a cautionary tale? Again, the 10 acceptances rescinded from the school after a private breakaway chat group, meme group?
We haven't. I know on the Yale memes page, we've had a few very tasteless people post some very tasteless pieces of content, and we've immediately removed them, like not even a question, immediately. With that being said, yeah, it was kind of like, you know, you have to remind yourself, you have to be incredibly careful what you do on the internet, because everything does have repercussions, and everything's a lot less private than one thinks it is.
Of course. Well, and you recently posted that companies had approached you asking to advertise on your site, and you've decided to go ahead with that. This is a business now. There's responsibility. People wondering, well, what happens with the money? I mean, is it feeling yet like maybe it's too much?
At first, when we were approached, they approached my co-founder. They sent him a Facebook message saying, a company did, saying we'd like to advertise for this much money for you to make a post. And initially, we were very opposed to it. Columbia had gone through with it, and I believe so is UC Berkeley, and they were criticized very heavily for it. And what made us change our minds is that we saw that the potential that the money could have. We don't plan on using any of the money for our personal profits, and instead want to use that money to actually start a guest speaker series sponsored by the Yale meme page and these advertisements. So it is a lot more responsibility, and honestly might even be the kind of thing that I include on a resume. And I think more than overwhelming, it's just kind of, I smile whenever I think of it. It's just funny to me.
Wow. I mean, that is something that this little idea of just sending memes around might turn into people actually speaking for longer periods of time than a meme usually is. That's Charles Commenter, a rising sophomore at Yale. He and his friend started the page Yale Memes for Special Snowflake Teens. Charles, thank you.
Thank you for having me.